hungry. Very cold.
Yud Dalet Cheshvan Toshim Pei He. Rav Fabs Keshnitzer.
The Gemara learns from Avraham Avinu, "Kedoyla hachnasas erichim mikavolas bnei hashchina." Avraham Avinu has a guest, a visitor, and he says, "Excuse me, Hashem, in lomot zosheim enacha, would you mind? Excuse me, would you wait a bit? I've got, you know, you're in the middle of chveis. The Godlad has come to visit you, and the phone goes. Excuse me, can I just take the call?" So the Gemara from Doi Zanai, "Kedoyla hachnasas erichim mikavolas bnei hashchina." It's great. The question always is asked, how did Avraham Avinu know that? We learned it from Avraham Avinu. How did Avraham Avinu know that in the first place? So there's a very simple poshut of shat, because since Rashi tells us that Avraham Avinu had a vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the sun out, make it very hot so that he shouldn't be troubled with Ochim, and yet Ochim came, so Avraham Avinu realized it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Ochim wouldn't come in, all because if they do come, I should go to visit the Ochim. So, okay. So Avraham Avinu knew that Gedoyla Hanosas Ochim Mikabolas Bnei Hashchina, and we learn it from Avraham Avinu. The Gemara also says, Gedoyla Hachnosas Ochim Ke Hashkamas Beisam Midrash Shachris Arvis. One mandala. Another memra, Gedoyla Hachnosas Ochim Mi. It's even greater than Vos Beisam Midrash Shachris Arvis. Okay. So how do we learn? What does it mean, Gedoyla? That's greater than that. That means that if you have a choice of the two mitzvahs, to the bigger one. That's the bigger one. Fine, okay. And if that's the case, it's a major problem. It's quite right. Lama Zogni, mitzvah one, a small mitzvah two, a big mitzvah, and you now come into the room, and there's mitzvah one or mitzvah two, which one should you go for? Gedoyla, go for the bigger one. Go for the greater mitzvah. Okay. But the halacha is, hey, Mavin in all the mitzvahs. If you already got, not even if you already got a mitzvah, the halacha, like the mitzvah with the talis and tefillin, you're supposed to put on the talis first. But if in your talis bag, your tefillin are at the front, and when you put your hand in your bag to get out your talis, you get your tefillin first, and you've got to put your tefillin on first. Hey, Mavin in all the mitzvahs. And the Chai Odom Lindsay said, Deraisa. Hey, Mavin in all the mitzvahs is Deraisa. So, and Kalva Choyme, if you're already in the middle of a mitzvah, Avada, you don't stop to go and do another, you don't go away, even if you're doing now a mitzvah kala, whatever that might be, to a mitzvah gedolah, or even if you're doing the derabonon, you're doing a mitzvah derabonon, and there comes an opportunity of mitzvah deraisa, aim avinu ala mitzvahs, you don't go away. So what's going to happen to Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu, he's got kabbalas bnei hashchina, he's got a mitzvah kabbalas bnei hashchina, and he goes away to do a bigger mitzvah, achnos hazorchim. What's so
though?
No, it's a mitzvah possible and a mitzvah. So I always wonder, I should be very careful, I say, Mitten Davenim and Mishalachim come to you, Mechaltin and a mitzvah. You're potter. How is it a mitzvah? It's a potter and a mitzvah.
It's a time shnei. In Efshel, a time shnei. Give a little voucher.
No. I may be Kazakh, okay. Okay, it could be it's a shter, it's an ander zach. You have the mitten, you got kavana. Yeah, okay, it's an ander zach. Although al pi arizal, the halacha is supposed to give tzedakah before you daven, and according to the arizal, at the atam moshe b'koil, you're supposed to put three matbeis in tzedakah. Okay, I always wonder, always there.
Potter in the mitzvah. Does it mean awesome in the mitzvah?
No, you shouldn't go, but there's something else. Ein mavin ala mitzvahs. Ein mavin.
Your little example
with
the
shalachim.
Is it potter minimits or awesome minimits?
It's potter, I mean awesome. Oh, you're potter, you don't have to. So you're saying you could do. Ein mavin is something else. Go away from it. It's a different thing here. Yeah, it could be. I often wonder when it says you take tzedakah, what's the definition of tzedakah? We give for all sorts of things. We give for a moysad. Is that called tzedakah? Maybe, yeah, because the moysad supports its workers. No, tzedakah is an ani. Normally, tzedakah is an ani. A man is hungry, a man is poor, and you give him money, that's tzedakah. To keep up a shul, it's a mitzvah of Adam. Is that tzedakah? Listen, anyway, okay. So then, back to our kasha. How could Avraham Avinu go away from the mitzvah of Kabbalah Pnei Shechinah and go and do Hakanasas Ochim? Because you see later on, after the Ochim, after the three Malachim have gone, he says, Avram Oidenu Oimed Livnei Hashem. Avram was still standing in front of Hashem. Zog Rashi, it's the post is speaking in a different lashon. It really means Hashem Oidenu Oimed Livnei Avram. Hashem is still waiting. So all this time, when Avram has been busy with the meat and the meal, the whole time, Hashem was waiting at the side. When you finished, Avram, now can we talk? No. Yeah. So the Ben Yosef wants to say a beautiful pshat. Avram Avinu's visit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Did Hashem give Avram Avinu any instructions? Did Hashem speak to Avram and tell him to do it, like with the Brits, in the end of Lech Lecha? That was Brits in Tishbak. Shmuel told Avram Avinu, this is what you have to do. Now that's a mitzvah, he's being involved in a mitzvah. Oh, but what did Shmuel do with him here? What did Shmuel say to him here? So what does that mean? Who's doing the mitzvah? The Rishon doing the mitzvah, not Avram. The visit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avram was a gesture of goodwill, of a reward to Avram. What is Olam Haba? What is Olam Haba? Tzadikim Yoshvim, Vatoseyem Beroshayim, Menen, Mizivach Shina. Olam Haba is sitting there basking in the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Olam Haba is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram Avinu it wasn't a mitzvah of Kabbalah Shmenei Shechinah. He was receiving a gift. I have a wonderful visit that burnished on his door. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a terrific privilege. The Ramban actually talks about that. You have it by Mishkan. It says, Vayeru Kavod Hashem. When they're making Hashkan, it's like, Mishkan, Vayeru Kavod Hashem. Well, what for? To show them, says the Ramban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm so happy with you. I tell you what, I'm coming to visit you. And thus is a Gavaldika, a gift. So Avraham Avinu was given a gift of Kabbalah Shmenei Shechinah. But Avraham Avinu said, the gift is wonderful, but Tala Mitzvah, not Gresser. So you go and do a mitzvah. It's not Mavin and Ala Mitzvah. He was foregoing the pleasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's company, foregoing, giving up this glorious Hanah that he was receiving to go and do a mitzvah. And Emes not state in the Mishnah in others, Yofer, Shoachas, Mitshuva, Omasim, Tavim, Erem, Azem, Mikol Chayu, Erem, Abo. Avraham Avinu, I don't know now. Thank you very much, but I've got something chiltan a mitzvah. That's pshat in the gedolah hachnasas. Huh?
You
covered
the
Vaishnava
talk.
Oh, the kishal is what the covered. Rishlam, thank you very much indeed for your visit. But you know what? I have something very important to do. I hear you. Actually, they ask the kashi. They ask even a different way. They say, well, why is hachnasas Ochim so big? Because you've got to be mechabed somebody who's made by Selim Elokim. So what about Elokim Alein? Yeah, the friend does. Okay, all right.
Asher Kanzaran is another track. Olam Yibano Bechasa. This is what Hashem wants.
But it sounds horrific, doesn't it? Excuse me, please. You know, King Charles visits you, and you say, "Excuse me, please, but you know, there's a mashalach at the door." Yeah. Okay.
King Saul didn't send.
Sorry.
King Saul didn't send the mashalach.
Okay, and just booked this morning. I gave somebody a lift. I'm sure he told me a heora he had on the parsha, which I hadn't thought of. It was very, very nice. He framed the kasha like this: Avraham Avinu was not well. Yom Shlishi Milosai Haya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew Avraham Avinu would go and do chasas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to let him off, so he brought the son out min Atika Kadesh Lelatika Ba'Orchim, right? But Avraham still went. So Akshavah knew that it won't work. The trick won't work. So what's Akshavah doing? Why is Akshavah doing? Avraham Avinu, I don't want you to be troubled with Ochim, so I'll make it very, very hard. So Hashem, you Avraham Avinu will go, even though it's very, very hard, don't go and do it. So Gavol Zangam Pshat, very nice Pshat. Now, of course, Akshavah knew Avraham Avinu would do it. But the Gemara says clearly, Gedoyla, Mitzvah achas b'tzah is worth more than me'ah b'tzah b'tzah. Avraham Avinu wanted to do chesed because Baruch was doing him a favor, making it harder for him to do the chesed. And the harder the mitzvah is, and you do it, is the biggest chas. Baruch was rewarding Avraham, was giving Avraham the opportunity to do a bigger mitzvah. So this is something you have to be zoicher to have. Every time you do a mitzvah, it's a chus from Shemaim that you're capable of doing the mitzvah. Because Baruch here wanted that Avraham Avinu gave him the opportunity to go and do the mitzvah, even though it's more difficult, and never get more schar. Okay.
You can see from that that Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent him the Malachim while he was sick. He could have sent him afterwards. While he's in the Malachim, then.
Because the opportunity to do the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Yeah. Rashi says, this is a big problem everybody discusses, it's not necessary for the Pasuk to tell us where this was. Why Be'eloine Mamre? It says Rashi, because who knows an Eitzah ala Mila? Avraham had three friends. He had an alliance with Ona, Eshkol, and Mamre. These three fellows, who was friendly with, he had an agreement with them. And when... As I state them, it's very hard to say the words. When Akshbahu told him, do a mila, Avraham Avinu shoal eitza from his friends. Shoal eitza. What was he asking? Shall I do it? Shall I not do it? Avraham Avinu allows himself to go into Augustine. Yeah. Avraham Avinu, the aggressive man says, Nefesh is going to ask these three goyim, shall I do the mitzvah or not? What was the shoal eitza? So Andrew's holding up, he said, it's if Chachamim brings a Mizrahi, shall I do it for Hesia? Shall I do it for Tzina? Okay. But the Oznam Latur has got a different approach. As a Musadik approach. Avraham Avinu had not that long ago been involved in a major war, and he's destroyed these four kings, right? So there are people out there that don't like him. The families and the vanquished people are out to get him. Right? So Avraham Avinu has got to be on guard, watch out for problems. Ona and Eshkol and Mamre were with him in that, so they were also. We're all on a state of high alert because the Abba Malachim, the vanquished ones of that lot, will be out to get him. So Avraham Avinu now goes into the Bris Milah. He therefore won't be in the situation to be able to protect himself if there's a war, if they come attack him. And that will affect Ona, Eshkol and Mamre. It will affect them. So now he's got a dilemma. Not a dilemma. He's got a problem. He's going to do a mitzvah. Of course he's going to do a mitzvah. The Gemara says the Medrash says that Ona said no, and Eshkol said no, and Mamre said yes. Okay, what do they mean here? I mean, Avraham Avinu had the following problem. I'm going to do a mitzvah. But when you go and do a mitzvah, which can have an adverse effect on someone else, Daphne Trachten, what do I do here? I remember, I think I mentioned it before, I remember the Rosh Yeshiva Zech Tzadik Livracha telling us, Bochrim, you know, before Slichas time, then you get up in the morning, you know, so you put your alarm on, and in the case of somebody that's married, yeah, okay, and he sleeps in, and his wife got the alarm on, he gets up and says, oh, it's late, and he shouts at his wife, and he puts his talus on, and he bounces people in the face, it was a mitzvah. Doing a mitzvah don't affect in a bad way other people. So here, Avraham Avinu is going to do the mitzvah of Milah, but it could have a bad effect. It would be harmful to honor Eshkol and Mamre. Now, he wasn't asking them, shall I do it, shall I not do it? What he was asking Eitzel was, how can we minimize the risk? Risk assessment. What can we do? What's the best way to go about what we're doing regards to the danger? I'm going to be mild and be a danger. What do you think? How should we work on it? That's what Nosan Eitzel and Mila was. How do I go about it? If they say, sorry, we don't like it, we don't do it, Avraham will say, I'm terribly sorry, we have to cut off our alliance now, our agreement is finished, we part ways. But that wasn't what Avraham was doing. He wanted to stay with them, but he wanted to know how they felt about it, how he could go about doing the mitzvah milah without causing them too much difficulty. And that's a mahalach, which a yid has to have. Whenever you go to do a mitzvah, think of the ripples, the ripple effect, what would happen. Of course, you've got to go and do the mitzvah, but you've got to minimize as much as you possibly can any harmful effect that would happen on others. That's how those Naim Latera lens. The Nasa Eitzan Amila. Avraham Avinu said, Yukach Noma Atmai. So Rashi says that Kishbohu paid him back. He only gave the water aliday shaliach. So the Yidden got water aliday shaliach. The bread he did himself, ek chopas lechem, in the end he didn't, because he didn't have the bread, but the matzah, they didn't have it in the end. But anyway, he did himself and Sarah were himself involved in supplying the bread, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gave the Yidden more. That's a rush. So, Lemaisa, why did he give Ma'at Mayim? What is the Ma'at Mayim? Avraham Avinu was the shortage of the water. Avraham Avinu wasn't being generous with the water. What was the pshat on the Ma'at Mayim? And the MS, the pasuk says the Ma'at Mayim was v'rachasu raglechem. The water wasn't for drinking. Yeah, it was to wash your feet. So they're good. So Naam Latera says like this. Rashi tells us, why did the Roman Bino say wash your feet? Because he was matpid, he shouldn't be the avak of Avodah Zorah, b'beisoy. They bowed down to the offer Horetz, and he didn't want this Avodah Zorah to be in his house. So therefore he said, you cannot ma'at ma'im v'rachatzu raglechem. It's not very nice. You have a visitor come in and say, you know, you're a bit filthy, you want to have a bath first. You know, it's a shame. Avraham Avinu can't have this avak Avodah Zorah in his house. He can't have it. He's got to say, wash, yeah? Oh, but it's not very nice. So to make it less unpleasant, Avraham Avinu said, just a little water, just a kleinigkeit, and yukachno, which would be worse? If Avraham himself helps them to wash the Avodah Zorah off their feet, or a Shmoyda servant does it? It's more embarrassment for them if Avraham Avinu would do it himself. So as a nicety, as an edelkeit in Midas, Avraham Avinu has to have them to wash their feet, come what may. But it can do it in a way where it's less embarrassing for them. So he says, let somebody else bring water. It's a small issue. You can know at my only a little water. Just in. But if he himself were to bring the water in and say, here, wash your feet, they'd be more embarrassed. So Avraham Avinu is looking for the most edel way to do, he has to do it, but the most edel way to do it. That's why the Ma'at Mayim. Avraham Avinu standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davening for Pnei Anshei Sedoim. Okay? Praying for Sedoim. And his introduction is Anochi Ofer V'Efer. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi Ofer V'Efer. Hineinu Alta Daven Hashem, Anochi Ofer V'Efer. Says Rashi, I should have been Ofer in the war. The four kings should have been killed, and therefore I'd be Ofer. And Efer in the Nimrod, in Kibshan Oesh, I should have been Ofer. I should have been Efer. And I'm not. Yeah? So what's Avraham Avinu saying? What's the introduction of Ofer over Efer? He's davening to Hashem, and he says, Anochi Ofer v'Efer. What is this? So the Gemara says, now, we're telling the Avraham Avinu and others, the Gemara is talking about the greatness of the Anivus of Grosser Mention. David HaMelech said, Anochi Tolas v'lo Yish. I'm a worm. Moshe and Aaron said, V'nachnu Ma. What are we? We're nothing. Avraham Avinu said, Anochi Ofer v'Efer. Okay, I'm only... So, how do we name Shad? Avraham Avinu is saying, I'm really not worth very much. I'm only a lowly person. And yet, I'm asking a favor of you. So that's how we learn Anivus. I've got no right, really, to ask you, because I'm only an offer of Efer. I'm only nothing. Yet, please, would you be kind to the people? So that's the Anivus. That's the Chorah, how we learn Anivus. But the Be'er Yosef puts it much bigger than that, much, much more than that. Why elsewhere don't we find Avraham Avinu talking about Ofer v'Efer? What's the point here? This is a chat like this. Muridik Anivus. Avraham Avinu is confronted by a situation. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, I look at the people of Sodom, toyunisht. These people are not good people, they have to die. It's finished with this Adin, looking at them, their avarice are horrendous, they have to be put to death. I come to Avraham Avinu and he says, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what about Rachmim? Look, Ribbono Shel Olam, I know of another situation where there was Alpi Din that the person should have died, and you did, you have Rachmanos, me. I have no zechus to be saved from the Abba Malachim. I have no zechus to be saved. I'm not worthy of being saved from the Kivsha Noesh. Yet you did save me. I should have been. So why did you? Because although I'll be din, I didn't deserve it. But in a way, I'm no better than the Anshei Tzedoyim. Just like I didn't deserve it, yet you had Rahmanas and you saved me. I should have died off of Eva in those two situations. Yet Rachmim overcame the situation. Here also, these Anshei Tzedoyim, they're not worse than me. I mean, not worse than me. They're no less deserving than me of Rachmim. I wasn't deserving of Rachmim, and yet you gave me Rachmim. They're also not deserving of Rachmim, so give them Rachmim. So he was equating himself to some extent to the Anshei Tzedoyim. What an anivus it does. Oynadik. That's the highest level of anivus. I am no better than Anshei Tzedoyim. I, Alti Rosh, Rimnei Atzmecha, you're not allowed to call yourself a Rosh, but what Avraham Avinu meant was the Zechus. I didn't have a Zechus. And yet you were kind to me. That was Zechus from them as well. That's the other way. Lloyd was saved, Rashi says, with the Zechus that he didn't tell on Avram and Sarah in the house of Paro, that he didn't give away that Sarah was married. Which is very nice. He didn't speak badly, cause harm. Yet the problem, he was Moise Nefesh to an enormous degree of Achnas Azochim in Sodom. These Hevra came, the two Malachim came, and he offered them Achnas Azochim, and they said, no. He knew what the effect would be. He knew what the consequences would be if he's Machne Zorach. I mean, he's Machne Judge. He knows what happens. They know what happened to people before. Achnas Azochim is a kafelach aveira in Sodom, and he went Moise Nefesh. His Moise Nefesh was a bit stupid later on, offering his daughters, but still, but you can see he was Gvaldik Mesiras Nefesh for the mitzvah of Achnas Azochim, and that's not counted for the Zechus to save him from Sodom. Yet, not telling on Sarah. Very nice, it's not a chit-chat telltale. That's this chus, not that chus. So I think it's the Shtembuch, the Tadle Rocha says, I think it's the Atoid in his Sefer. And the difference is as follows. Rashi gives it away a little bit. Ro'a lomad achnas azochim mi beis Avraham Avinu. He grew up for a certain amount of his life in the house of Avraham Avinu. Achnas azochim and chesed was the norm. There was no, that's the way you behave. There was no work in it. He didn't have to do an avoid it on himself. That's the norm. Everybody does it. But in the situation of Sarah and Avram, he had no previous example to follow. So he worked on himself. Out of his own avoid it, he thought himself as an ishgut to Zogan, and he didn't say. Something which you work on and which you bring yourself to a madrega that doesn't just come naturally, is far greater than something that comes naturally. And that's why with us, when we go to daven, we daven every day. Well, of course we daven every day. We always daven every day. But if we daven every day, the same as yesterday, and the day before, we're doing it because we do it. We have to do it. It's an avoider. So, Lloyd's avoider of not telling out on Avram was a greater achievement than being Moshe Nefesh for Hachnos HaZochim, because Hachnos HaZochim was part of his life, it's easy. Yeah? Okay. The Malachim, no, the Anshei Tzedoyim, said to Lloyd, Gesh Hala, Lloyd was trying to intercede on behalf of these visitors, and the people of Sodom were not very happy, and they said like this, Vayomru, and they said, Gesh Hala, which Rashi says, go away. Vayomru, and they said, Echad Bolo Gor, here strangers come to be part of the town, Vayishbot Shofet, and now he's telling us what to do, he's breaking the law, so they're not going to agree to Lloyd. But what's the Vayomru twice? Vayomru, Gesh Hala. Vayomru, Echad Bolo Gor. So Rashi says, that's for this, that's for that, but was the Vayomru twice? So again, the Be'yosef says, Gevaldik. Gesh hala, vayomru gesh hala, they were talking to light. Get out of the way. You go away. Go away. Well, not interested in what I have to say. Vayomru, then they said to each other, look what's happened. Ha'echod ba logur. We allowed a stranger in. Yeah, they broke the rules. They allowed Lot to join them. Yeah, when Lot joined them, that was against the law of Sodom. Ha'echad ba lagur. And now look what it caused us. Because we made a break in the law, because we made a concession, and we allowed a stranger to come into our midst and be here, now he's trying to turn the whole thing upside down. But he's put shofar, and now he's trying to change the laws. We made a big mistake in the first place by letting him in. That's the two vayomrus. One vayomru telling Lot, get out of the way, and then, do you realize what we've done? They said to each other, what we've done, he's got tachlis. We made a mistake by letting, we let him come in here, now vayomru, jump it, and now he's trying to turn the whole thing upside down. He's trying to allow us to serve him. That's the two by you. That's the shin of shat. And it always bothered me, but I think the Malbim says that according to, we have to picture the story, you've got Lot in his house, and all the people, everybody of Sodom, how many people? 200, 500, 1,000, but all there, outside the house, this is a major mob. This is Nishkaposh the Zach. And they want to get hold of Lot. Lot goes out, closes the door behind him, and he chats with them. Oh, I'm sorry. And he has a chat with them and try to sort out the situation. Sorry, I'm leaving. So the boss says, sorry, I haven't done it.
Just hold it.
So the boss says, to save the situation, the Malachim blinded the men. Hikubas San Verim. And Vayinu Limsa Posach, and they became tired, they couldn't find the door. Because they finished. You've got 5,000 people outside the house. It's got one front door. I think you can't see, but it's not very hard to find it. Walk forward very slowly, you know, inch by inch, until you come to a wall. Right, now inch your way along and feel the door. And once you find the door, you get your battering ram, and then you've got enough people here to kick the door in. So how comes that the blindness stopped them finding the door? So the Malbim, it wasn't blindness, not the blind. It was hallucinations. They kept seeing things that weren't there. Oh, that's the door. Oh, it wasn't the door. It was a brick wall. Oh, no, that's not the door. This is the door. They kept on imagining, that's the door. Now, there you get tired. You smash that place and you break your arm and you smash there. You use your battery number over here and here and here and there. And in the end, they just couldn't find the door because they thought every time, wrongly, that this is the door, this is not the door. That's the Pshat, the Samvelim. I think it's the Malbim says that. Couple of minutes on the Akedah, Parshas Akedah. I think I've mentioned this thing before, but some things that have to be repeated. Some stickles, no lie. Two points in the Akedah. A Malach comes to Avraham Avinu and tells him not to do this, not to kill Yitzchak. What does the pasuk say? Vayikra Elo Malach Hashem min Hashemayim Vayomer Avraham Avraham Vayomer Hinein Vayomer Al Tishlach Yodcha. Don't do anything to Yitzchak. So Rashi says the Loshen Avraham Avraham Loshen Chiba. Kadosh Baruch Hu, affection, calling a person's name twice. Says the Klei Yekor Tupshotim. Says Tupshotim. No Rabbi. He says, Avraham Avinu was one first shot. It was so aduk. It was so intent on what he was doing. He's going to shecht Yitzchak and picture it. Yitzchak's lying there. He's got the knife in his hand and he's ready to shecht. And when the Malach spoke to him, he didn't hear. He was so busy and hernished. So he had to call him again. Avraham, I'm talking to you. He didn't hear the first time. As he dropped the clay of car. He was so busy, involved in what he's doing. We know that ourselves. If you're really in content of something, you don't always hear. That's one pshat. V'yesh lo ma'oid. Asa atzmai ki'ilu lo shoma. He pretended not to hear. Avraham Avinu heard the Malach calling him, and he guessed, oh, tell me to stop. I'm not interested. I'm not paying any attention. Avraham wanted to carry on. Avraham! Shmoch had to call him again. The Malach had to call him again. I'm talking to you. Don't ignore me. The first time, Avraham ignored the message because he suspected what the message would be. As he got the clay you call. And to add to that, the Ksava Kabbalah says something else. No, Rebbe Oya. It says he took the ayil vayaleu la'oyo tachas benoi. He offered up the ram as an oyla tachas benoi. So Rashi tells us tachas benoi. Every avodah that he did, kol avodish osahoy mispalel va'oyim yirozun shetezuk ilu b'ni shachu tamoy zoru b'ni mufshot. Every activity that he did on the ram, he said, "The Moritan, this is Yitzchak. Please be kabbal this as if it's Yitzchak." As is up Rashi, aksava kabbalah is understikala. Tachas can have different meanings. Tachas here means in place of. Tachas benoy. He says no. Tachas means on a lower level. Tachas, something less. Avraham Avinu said like this, Ribono shel Olam, you told me to come along and shechet Yitzchak. Gvalt, chetos ton. Now you changed your mind. Now you said, don't do it. Do the ram, I'll do the ram instead. I want you to know, Ribono shel Olam, I'll do the ram, but it's second best. I'd rather, but don't benign. Tachas, it's a lower madreka. I would want it to show my Abba for you on a higher level. You won't let me, I can't do it. You don't want me to do it. Oh, but tachas, I'm upset that I can't go do more. Tachas, what I'm doing now is on a lower level. It's second best. I wish you'd have allowed me to do benoi. No, this is tachas benoi. As it is up, let's have a cup of tea. Okay. Great. Good job.
Thank you very much. No problem.
No, I didn't hear. No, again. No,